Pelham Town Council voted to defer a new development charge bylaw and send it back to a consultant for further review at its Wednesday meeting. But not before a roundabout, near hour-long comedy of errors. Ward 2 Councillor Brian Eckhart had served notice of motion to defer the item at the February 21 meeting. Yet Eckhart was not in attendance and unable to join remotely on Wednesday. This led Ward 1 Councillor Kevin Kerr to offer up a motion of deferral, but Kerr, connecting remotely from Nova Scotia, then had to depart the meeting before the item was voted on. Down to 5 voting members, it appeared the deferral was dead, with Councillors Bob Hildebrandt, Shelley Nisnik, and Wayne Olson initially saying they would support Pelham having some of the highest development charges in Niagara. But Mayor Marvin Junkin and Deputy Mayor John Wink managed to sway the vote. The issue, Wink said, was one of affordability, in that high development charges would be passed on to homebuyers. At this point in time, affordability is a major, major issue, he said. Our kids can't afford homes. They've been priced out of the market. The people who are buying the homes are generally from the GTA, who have sold their homes for greater value and looking at $1 million for a home as being a bargain here. Junkin tabled the idea of lowering the consultant recommended 29% development charge hike to 20%, but conceded the difference would be made up by taxes. I realize that if you don't make it up on development charge, you then have to make it up on taxes, but perhaps by the time the interest rates are lower, then tax increases will not have to be as high, the mayor said. Hildebrandt asserted the costs are rooted in land value. Property value in Pelham is high, it is always going to be high. The prices are what they are, he said. I don't think you can buy a house in the town of Pelham for $500,000. It just comes down to land value. Those development charges are meant to cover the cost of infrastructure. Infrastructure costs are huge, and that needs to be borne by the people that come here and buy houses, in my view. Nisnik, meanwhile, joining the meeting remotely from Barbados, took developers to task for supposed grandiose building habits. Despite the proliferation of condominiums and the average size of detached homes and lots decreasing substantially over the last generation in order to maximize profits, the town of Pelham is known for big, huge homes, and now we're continuing with that thought that everyone needs 3 bathrooms, 4 bedrooms, and we do not, Nisnik said. I'm in a country right now where there are many families living in a small home with 1 or 2 bathrooms, 2 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms, and a living room and a kitchen. We have to start to push developers to rethink their housing market so we can bring our costs down for future generations. Ultimately, what appeared to sway the vote, however, was the fear that all municipal development charges are appealable by developers to the Ontario Land Tribunal. Interim Town Clerk William Tigert initially made the suggestion that staff add revisions once the item was deferred. It was then decided that consultant Watson and Associates investigate the possibility of the dropping the increase to 20% from 29%, with an expected return of the item by the end of the second quarter. Ward 1 Councillor Wayne Olson held firm against the deferral, however, saying Pelham is staring at multiple rising costs over the next decade. The town is trying to balance the need for development charges with Premier Doug Ford's Bill 23, which effectively rebates some of the charges back to a developer if they build within a certain time frame. Roof, rail to tune of $68,000. Elsewhere, council approved another $56,000 for the renovation of the Centennial Park washrooms and concession building, bringing the price tag for the project to almost $478,000. The add-on was tied to replacing the entire building's roof with a metal one that can last up to 70 years. Wink asked why a new roof wasn't considered at the beginning of the work. I really don't like the way this project has gone in terms of cost, he said. Almost $500,000 for additions to washrooms and a concession stand. Treasurer Teresa Quinlan said a grant may be able to provide some of the money, which Olson characterized as weak, in applying for upper-level money to fix a roof. Council also unanimously passed spending up to $12,000 to replace the deteriorating handrail on the northeast corner of Highway 20 and Pelham Street in Fonthill. The railing, which is approaching eyesore status due to salt corrosion, could have originally cost up to $35,000, but because Niagara Region has plans to streetscape Highway 20 in the next 5 years, they will be ultimately be responsible for a more permanent replacement. Public Works Director Jason Marr said the replacement could be finished by June. Additional council matters as provided through a town news release. Naming of Environmental Protection Block, Saffron Meadows Phase 3, Phase 3, Subdivision. Council received report #2024-58 naming of Environmental Protection Block, Saffron Meadows Phase 3 Subdivision for information and approved the naming of Block 7 in Saffron Meadows Phase 3 Subdivision to the Daniel Tirone Forest. Council meeting location. Council received report #2024-0059 Council meeting location. For information and endorsed the decision to continue regular meetings in council chambers at Pelham Town Hall. Staff noted that meetings can be moved to the Meridian Community Center or another local if required.